哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah. Good morning to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典啊，在这个安息圣日，我们一同在神的家中来学习查考圣经上的道理。
Thank God for His grace that we can gather here to study the Bible this morning.
也愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安以及圣灵中的喜乐能够常与我们每一个人同在。
May the grace and peace and the joy and the Spirit of God be with all the brothers and sisters.
我们今天早上要用圣经当中所记载的一个新圣殿来做我们彼此学习的内容。
And today we'll use a passage regarding the new holy temple for our encouragement.
在以色列人的历史当中
，and the history of the Israelites，
他们的信仰一直都有核心一个中心敬拜的地方。
There's always a center of worship for the people.
从在旧约当中，神要求他们建造会幕。
Ever since in the Old Testament, God commanded them to build a tabernacle.
以色列人在旷野当中都是环绕着这个会幕。
That in the Israelites, when they're in the wilderness, they surrounded the tabernacle.
一直到进入了王国的时期。
And then entering into the time of the kings.
他们在所罗门的时代，按照神所吩咐的，他们就建造了所罗门的圣殿。
That in accordance to how God commanded them to build the temple, they built the temple.
但是后来这个圣殿被毁坏。
But eventually the temple was destroyed.
所以一直到了在以斯拉记当中，他们就重建了圣殿。
And in the time of Ezra, they started to rebuild the temple.
一直到主耶稣的时代。
And all the way until the time of the Lord Jesus.
我们所知道的希律王又用了46年的时间，在这个第二圣殿上面给它扩充，就是把它做的更大，重新整理啊。
King Herod at the time he expanded the temple.
所以我们看到说，在他们的历史里面，他们都有一个信仰的中心。
So throughout history, we can see that this was the center of their worship.
从会幕到圣殿，再来从圣殿就进入了他们的教会教会时期啊。
That all the way from the tabernacle to the temple, and then from the temple to the church.
但是在这个建造圣殿的过程当中
，But during this process of building the temple,
神给了他们建造圣殿的标准尺寸跟所用的器具。
That God has always given them the instructions and the measurements of how they were to build the temple.
让人能够从当中去做思考，学习怎么拜神。
So that through this they can learn how to worship.
但是其实在圣经当中还有一个圣殿。
But in the Bible, there speaks of another temple.
而这个圣殿并没有真实的被建造出来。
But this temple was not built into reality.
而是在异象当中让先知所看到并且讲述。
But rather, this was spoken of through prophets, through visions.
这个圣殿是神心目当中的完全标准。
And this temple is the temple which God is Which is a complete in the eyes of God.
是天上的完美荣耀。
It is the glory, the complete glory that is in heaven.
更是你我今天必须要学习建造的榜样。
And this is the example that you and I have to learn from.
所以我们今天早上我们就从这一个属灵的新圣殿来做彼此学习的内容。
So this morning we will use the topic of the spiritual temple, the spiritual new temple for encouragement.
做我们建造自己信仰以及建造神的家所用的蓝图跟标准。
And so that we can use this as a blueprint and a standard for our own faith and also our church.
我们请翻到以西结书的第四十章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书的四十章的第一节
Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 1
第一节
verse 1
我们被掳掠第二十五年耶路撒冷城被攻破后十四年正在年初月之初十日神的灵降在我身上他把我带到以色列地第二节
verse 2
在神的意象中带我到以色列地安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立。第三节，他带我到那边，见有一人颜色如同 手拿麻绳和量度的杖站在门口。第四节。那人对我说，人子啊，凡我所指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你来这里，特为要指示你，凡你所见的，你都要告诉以色列家。第五节。我看殿四围有墙，那人手拿量度的杖，长六轴，每轴是一轴零一掌，他用杆量墙，厚一杆，高一杆。在这里，以西结先知看到了一个异象。
Here the prophet Ezekiel saw a vision.
让他看到说，在异象当中，一个完美的圣殿出现在他们的面前。
That in his vision he saw this complete temple appear before him.
但是在40章的第一节特别告诉我们。
And in chapter 40 verse 1 it especially tells us.
说这是在被掳25年耶路撒冷被攻破的14年。
That this is in the 24th year of the exile.In the 14th year after the city was struck down.
当耶路撒冷城被攻破。
That when the city was struck down.
这个所罗门的圣殿被摧毁。
When the temple of Solomon was destroyed.
到最后人子留下了许多的遗憾。
That for the son of man had many regrets.
但是在这里给我们看到一个对比，一个比较啊。
But here we can see that there is this comparison.
人的城可以被攻破。
That perhaps the walls of a city can be struck down.
人的城可以被毁坏。
That the city of man can be destroyed.
但是在神的国度里面，他的圣城却是坚立直到永远。
But still In heaven, the kingdom of God will be eternally established.
告诉我们说，我们能够眼目向上，看见那在灵里更美的盼望。
Meaning that using our spiritual eyes, we can see a hope that is in heaven.
我们如果看一下以赛亚书的第六章。
If we turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6.
也是在这里有一个类似的比较。
There is also something very similar.
以赛亚书的第六章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
第一节
verse 1.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。在这里是神选召以赛亚来侍奉他。
And here God chose Isaiah to serve him.
但是在这里特别开始就说乌西亚王死的那年。
But the chapter begins with The year that King Uzziah died.
乌西亚是一个非常非常有能力的君王。
King Uzziah was very capable.
甚至在他的时代，他的控制之下，犹大国非常的兴盛。
And during his reign, the kingdom of Judah was very prosperous.
甚至有人这样讲，在他的时代是要重新建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And people have said that it's during the King Uzziah's reign that the reign of it was a resurrection of the reign of David.
因为乌西亚敬畏神。
Because King Uzziah feared God.
因为乌西亚非常有能力。
Because King Uzziah was also very capable.
所以在乌西亚的年代，国势非常非常的强盛。
So during this time, the kingdom was very strong.
而乌西亚跟以赛亚他们两个是 cousin 啊，他们两个是亲戚啊。
And actually, King Uzziah was a cousin of Isaiah.
所以以赛亚被称为宫廷的先知，就是他可以随时进到王宫里面。
And that King Uzziah can enter.
不是那个 Prophet Isaiah.
Sorry, the Prophet Isaiah can enter because they're a family. He can enter into the palace at any time.
而且乌西亚王会常常跟他沟通，看怎么样来敬拜神，得到神的帮助。
And King Uzziah would also talk to the Prophet Isaiah to get his guidance on how to better serve God.
所以一切看起来是如此的完美。
So this seems like a very beautiful picture.
神的国度要重新得到力量。
It was a revival of the Kingdom of God.
内有强大的乌西亚王。
That they had a very strong king.
外有这个虔诚的大先知以赛亚。
That on the inside, on the outside, there was a very strong prophet.
但是在这里却第一节就说他死掉了，他死掉了。
But in the very first verse, it said King Uzziah died.
很年轻，一个有权，一个很有能力又敬畏神的王，就这样死掉了。
That in a very when he was very young, a very capable and strong king passed away.
对以赛亚来讲。他一定很难接受啊。
And for Isaiah, this is probably very hard for him to accept.
怎么会这样？
How could this happen?
不是明明就要开始重新兴盛，重新来拜神，信仰神了吗？
That this is the beginning of a revival of the kingdom, a revival of faith.
神啊，你怎么就让这一个这么好的王就突然死掉了？
Perhaps Isaiah was thinking, God, how can you allow such a capable king to just pass away?
但是就在这个时候，神让他看到一个异象。
But it is at this time God gave Isaiah a vision.
看到神坐在高高的宝座上。
And Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on a throne.
人间的君王会离开，
that even though the king of people will pass away，
但是天上的君王永在宝座上，
the king of heaven will always sit on his throne。
要告诉以赛亚，
and this tells Isaiah，
告诉以赛亚说，我们要把自己的信仰，自己的倚靠建立在那永存宝座上的君王。
It tells us that he needs to put his faith upon the king that sits upon the throne in heaven.
如同在以西结书我们刚刚所看的。
And also, if we turn back to Ezekiel,
说人间的圣殿被敌人给摧毁了。
That even though the temple might have been destroyed by enemies,
但是在这里告诉我们说，在属灵当中，神的殿要永远长存。
But in the spirit, God's temple will be eternally established.
所以在这里告诉我们说，这里在这个意象当中看到了怎么样来建造神的殿。
So here in this passage it talks about how to build this temple.
看回来以西结书的四十章哦。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书的四十章第二节。
Verse 2.
他说在神的意象当中带我到以色列地安置在至高的山上啊。在这里告诉我们说你要看到这个圣殿，你要看到神的圣城。
That it tells us that if we want to see this temple, if we want to see the holy city,
你必须要来到至高的山上。
We have to travel to a very high mountain.
人要到山顶才能够看见神的荣耀。
That only traveling to a high mountain can we see the glory of God.
但是要来到山顶是必须要付出努力，是需要做出很多牺牲。
But for us to climb a mountain, this takes a lot of work.
因为要爬山并不容易。
To climb a mountain is not very easy.
它需要你去面对挑战，要能够愿意面对危险。
That we have to encounter difficulties and dangers.
所以在马太福音的第十一章告诉我们啊。
In Matthew chapter 11, it tells us.
马太福音的第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十二节。
Verse 12.
主耶稣说，从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。所以啊，主耶稣讲得非常清楚啊。
And here, Lord Jesus says very clearly,
说我们今天要进到圣殿，要看到神的荣耀。
For us to be able to enter into heaven to see the glory of God,
你必须要努力，因为只有努力的人才能得着。
We have to try hard because only those who try hard can obtain.
你必须要爬山。
That we have to climb a mountain.
只有爬山走到山顶你才能够看到神的圣殿。
And only if we climb this mountain can we see the glory of God.
所以在这里第一个给我们的提醒啊。
And this is the first reminder.
就是天国必须要努力，信仰必须要愿意付出代价。
That we have to strive to enter to obtain this faith, and to obtain this faith requires a price.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us,
我们来翻到提摩太后书啊。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书的第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章的十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
这里说不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的都要受逼迫。在这里使徒保罗告诉我们。
Here, Apostle Paul tells us.
他说，如果你要敬虔度日，
and if it tells us that if we want to live a godly life,
他说都要受逼迫啊。
These people will be persecuted.
他是一定会受逼迫哦。
This is the meaning is that we will definitely be persecuted.
不是可能受逼迫，或许受逼迫。
It is not possibly will be persecuted.
而是一定会受逼迫。
But rather we will be persecuted.
好，所以今天，今天圣经，按照保罗所说的。
So according to the words of Paul.
每一个基督徒，每一个信耶稣，真实走在救恩的道路上的人。
Now for a Christian, for them to be able to walk on this path of truth.
这一条路上一定有逼迫。
That this path will lead them into persecution.
啊，但是如果你觉得说没有啊，我都没有遇到逼迫啊。
If we think to ourselves, well, we haven't been persecuted.
没有啊，我从来没有觉得信耶稣很辛苦啊。
And or we don't believe that believing in Jesus is very hard.
啊，只有两个可能啊，怎么可能？
There are two possibilities.
第一个可能。
First possibility.
你已经像耶稣一样的完美了。
That you are already as perfect as Lord Jesus.
啊，所以虽然人在患难当中，但是已经超越患难，看见更美的天家了。
Even though we are struggling through this world, but we have set our sights on the glory in heaven.
有没有可能？
Is this possible?
有。
Yes.
可能性高不高？
Is this very possible?
不太高哦。
Not very probable.
啊，所以第一个可能性。不高啊。
So the first possibility is not very probable.
啊，如果不是第一个原因，不是因为你已经像耶稣一样的完美。
If we are not in the first category, we are as perfect as Lord Jesus.
那为什么你觉得信仰当中从来没有逼迫？
Then how do we feel that we are not persecuted in this life?
第二个可能。
There is a second possibility.
就是因为我们太容易妥协了。
Is that we have made too many, it's too easy for us to make compromises.
啊，因为你遇到压力就妥协，遇到困难就放弃，你当然没有什么逼迫。
That every time we come across a difficulty, we just give up or we compromise.
你在你的朋友、外面的朋友、同事当中，你活得像他们，动作举止像他们，你当然没有什么逼迫啦。
That in our workplace, perhaps we live just like any other coworker. Then yeah, we will fit in. We will also not receive persecution.
哦，所以有时候我们要想啊，信仰路上为什么我从来没有遇见压力，没有逼迫
？So we have to think that in this journey of our faith, how come we do not come across any persecution?
按照保罗所说的，可能是因为你没有试着要敬虔度日哦。
And perhaps it's like Paul, like the verse we read. Perhaps we are not trying to live this godly life.
哦，所以啊，今天的信仰路上一定会有一些压力跟逼迫啊。
So in this path of our faith, we will definitely come across
啊，就连最小的事情啊
，even the smallest thing
啊，我还记得我在高中的时候啊，我在啊学校啊高中的时候
，I remember when I was in high school
啊，每次啊在学校中午吃啊都是在 cafeteria 吃饭嘛
，I remember I was eating in the cafeteria with everyone
啊，每次吃饭前我们不是都要默祷谢饭吗
？And before we eat, we all usually say a silent prayer
啊，有一次啊我默祷完眼睛一打开，我的饭盘就不见了
，I remember closing my eyes one time in prayer, and when I opened my eyes, my food was gone
啊我。坐在我旁边的几个人啊，在那笑，一直在那笑啊。
I remember the people sitting next to me, they're all laughing at me.
啊，他们要看我要怎么办啊。
They're watching to see what I do.
你不是要默祷吗？你眼睛一闭，我告诉你饭就不见了。
And they're all joking, saying, I knew, or when you close your eyes, now they're.Well, because you close your eyes, now your food is gone.
主啊，被逼迫了啊。
And I told myself, I'm being persecuted.
啊，这个时候你要怎么办啊
？But we ask ourselves in this situation, what will we do?
你要生气吗
？Will we get angry?
啊，你一生气，人家就讲啊，你看基督徒啊，这么会生气啊。
If we get angry, people might say, huh, you're a Christian and you still get angry.
这个时候我们就要灵巧如蛇啊。
And at this time, we have to be as cunning as snakes.
啊，所以我就转过身来。就在别人的饭盘上吃了一口啊
！So I turned next to the person next to me and began to eat their food.
啊，因为大家都是刚拿到嘛，我就直接挖一口过来吃啊。
And then because everyone just got their food, I just took a bite of their food.
啊，结果啊，突然就本来笑得很开心啊，突然大家都傻在那里啊，一片死寂啊。
And then at first everyone was all laughing at me, but at toward the end everyone was all they became silent.
啊，坐在我旁边那个就默默的把他的饭盘这样推过来给我。
And then the person next to me very slowly began to push his plate.To my place.
啊，然后把我的饭藏起来的人只好把那一盆饭给他啦。
And the person who hid my food eventually took out my food and gave it to that person who did not have any.
啊，其实这也是一个逼迫啊。
And this is actually a type of persecution.
啊，所以生活当中大大小小，常常因为我们信仰上的坚持。总会遇到一些压力啊。
So whether big or small, in our daily lives, we will definitely come across some pressures because of our faith.
但是那些能够坚持到底的就要得救啊。
But those who are able to endure to the end will be saved.
不是吗？忍耐到底必然得救，不是吗
？Isn't that the verse? Those those who endure till the end will be saved.
哦，所以今天你要看到圣殿。
So today we have to set our, we have to see the temple.
你必须要能够往上攀爬。
We have to continue to climb higher and higher.
当你爬到至高处。
When we have climbed to the very top,
你就要看见大荣耀。
We will see the great glory.
啊，第二个，我们看回来以西结书的四十章。
Secondly, let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书的四十章的第二节。
If we look at Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 2.
啊，第二节。
Verse 2.
啊，在这里说，神把我带到以色列安置在至高的山上。在山的南边仿佛有一座城建立第三节他带我到那里见有一人颜色如同手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在那里啊在这里告诉我们的第二件哦
The second thing,
告诉我们说有一个人拿着量度的杆站在那里
Ezekiel saw a person standing there with a measuring reed in his hand.
哦，所以我们今天早上早祷会的时候，用启示录的第十一章来讲到量一量啊。
So this morning in the morning prayer, we talked about, we use Revelation chapter 11 to talk about, the measurement of the measuring rod.
啊，在这里以西结书的四十章又讲到拿着这个量度的杖要把你量一量啊。
And again in Ezekiel chapter 40, we see there's another measuring rod.And that is used to measure.
啊，告诉我们说，今天建造圣殿有一个绝对的标准跟尺寸。
And this tells us that when we are building the temple today, there is an absolute standard and plan how the temple should be built.
不是你的喜好，也不是我的样式。
It is not what through our desires or through what we think.
而是按照神所吩咐、所交代的。完完全全的把它照着神的吩咐把它做好。
But rather, this is through the commandments and instruction of God.
你像如果一开当起初神告诉挪亚去建造方舟。
That in, if we look at in the past how God told Noah to build the ark.
圣经里面讲说，神把方舟的尺寸都给了挪亚。
The Bible tells us that God gave Noah the instructions and the measurements of how the ark should be built.
啊，结果挪亚就花了100年的时间慢慢盖，慢慢盖，啊，终于把它盖好了。
And Noah spent 100 years. Little by little, building this ark.
圣经特别讲说是完全按照神的尺寸啊。
And the Bible tells us that this is that Noah built this ark in accordance with the measurements and instruction of God.
其实你仔细看一看神给的那个方法，神给的那个尺寸哦。
But if we look at the structure of the ark that God gave,
你会突然发现一件事情啊。
We'll find one thing.
你会突然发觉说方舟长得好丑啊。
We'll find that this ark is actually not very pretty.
啊，真的啊，你把那个方舟按照神的尺，按照吩咐的尺寸了，你给它做一个模型出来，长得蛮难看的。
And if we actually built the ark according to the instruction in the Bible, the ark itself is not very pretty.
如果今天挪亚这个人啊，艺术细胞太强啊。
If Noah today was a very creative person.
然后有很强的美感啊，哦，要怎么样才是漂亮啊
？And Noah knew design concepts.
啊，看一看啊，说神啊，你这个品味不行啊。
And then Noah thought to himself, "Oh God, your instructions are not very pretty."
哎，我们来改一下啊，这里把它削尖一点。
And he might think to himself, "Well, why don't I just make a couple of adjustments to make the ark a little nicer?"
哇，这里给他加一个帆，这里给他做一个什么？如果今天挪亚用自己的方式来调整神的吩咐
，That if Noah today was to build an ark, but rather built it according to his own creativeness.
啊，如啊，可能会看起来真的比较漂亮。
Indeed, that the ark itself can be look a lot nicer.
啊，但是洪水来的时候也沉得特别快。
But at the same time, when the flood comes, this ark would probably sink faster.
哦，所以这个圣殿要按照神的尺寸来建造。
So this temple has to be built according to the instruction given by God.
有的信徒会这样子说啊。
Some believers might say.
他说啊，为什么我们真耶稣教会常常跟人家很多东西都不一样啊
？They might complain that why is it that True Jesus Church does things so differently than other churches?
啊，我们守安息日的时间不一样。
That the time we spend on Sabbath is different.
我们洗礼的方式不一样。
Our baptisms are different.
祷告的方式不一样。
Our prayers are different.
啊，这我们教会的名字也很不一样。
The name of our church is different.
啊，所以啊，有时候信徒会说，哎呀，这样子哦，有时候我们同事啊，我们朋友啊，常常都对我们教会啊有很多的意见啊。
And then many people, our coworkers or our friends outside of church, when they learn of our church, they have many opinions.
啊，甚至啊，对我们教会蛮反感的。
And some people might think negatively of our church.
那但是啊，其实是我们真的很喜欢跟人家不一样，跟人家作对吗？
Is it that we like to be different from everyone else?
我们是故意的要取这些名字，用这些方法来让人家不舒服吗？
Is it because we purposely chose to do things this way to make other people uncomfortable?
不是啊。
This is not, no, of course not.
但是我们没有选择啊。
But for us, there is actually no choice.
神已经把这些方法放在我们的面前。
Because God has already put this method in His ways before us.
我们只有两个选择而已啊。
We only have two choices.
你可以按照神的方法使神得到喜悦。
We can either obey God's commandments and please God.
然后让你我有得救进天国的把握。
And so that we can have the assurance of entering into heaven.
还是你要去讨好世界得人的喜欢。
Or do we appeal to the and try to appease to the people?
然后试图改变神的方法。
And then change the ways of God.
啊，到最后惹神的愤怒啊。
And therefore causing the wrath of God.
啊，所以这是我们必须要做的一个选择。
So this is a choice before us.
你要听从人，还是要听从神啊？
So do we rather appease the people or do we rather appease God?
因为到最后啊，这个圣殿的建造会有这个量度的杖。把它量一量，符不符合标准
？Because in the end, our temple will be measured by God to see if it is according to His standards.
神的教会会被量一量。
That God's temple will be measured.
哦，所以我们今天所作所为所讲的道理有没有符合圣经上的教导
？In the same way, the things that we do today, the things that we speak today, are they according to the Bible?
我们个人的信仰生活也会被量一量。
And our lives will also be measured.
你的信耶稣信这么久，你对得救的道理有没有很清楚的认识
？That we have, even though we have believed in God for a very long time, is our understanding of the truth.In accordance to what God has given us.
啊，所以在这里讲说，有人站在圣殿口，给他要把圣殿量一量啊。
So here it talks about there's this man who is standing in the gateway, ready to measure this temple.
啊，我们看回来以西结书的四十章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书的四十章的第二十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 22.
二十二节哈、
哦。Verse
22。那个字怎么念呢？窗棂啊啊！二十二节说，这梁在其窗和廊子并雕刻的棕树，与朝东的门尺寸一样，登七阶七层台阶上到这门，前门有廊子。我们再看第三十一节啊。
Skip to verse 31.
廊子朝着外院，柱上有雕刻的棕树，登八层台阶上到这门呐、啊。在这里讲说啊，要从外面到里面，里面到圣殿，它是有。里外之分的，里外之分的哦。
And here these verses tell us that for someone to be on the outside to go in the inner court and also eventually to go into the temple, we see that there's actually these separations.
所以他是走七阶来进入院子。
So it takes seven steps to lead inside into the court.
然后走八阶。来到圣殿啊
，and takes another eight steps to go into the temple.
啊，其实啊，所罗门的圣殿也是这样子盖的。
And this is actually how the Solomon's temple was built.
你要从外面进到内院，从内院进到圣殿，总共有十五个楼梯。
That there are 15 steps to go from outside to the inner court to the inner court to the temple.
啊，所以有人这样子说啊。
And there are some people who say.
有人说啊，在诗篇的一百二十篇到一百三十四篇。被称为上行之诗、哦、The Song of Ascent、哦、
And that there are 15 psalms and from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134 these are called the Psalm of Ascent、
啊、有他在犹太人在以色列人的传说当中
that in the and traditionally or in
他们的相信哦
they believe traditionally for the Israelites
他们相信说、啊、一个虔诚的人来到圣殿见神、啊、
They say that someone who is fervent or reverent coming before God、
啊、他们要走这十五个阶梯
They have to walk these 15 steps
而每走一个阶梯就会唱一首诗
That every step when they take one step, they would have to sing a psalm.
从120一直唱到134，就在圣殿的门口。
That from what they would sing Psalm 120 on the first step, all the way until 134 to the last step, to come before the temple.
我们如果有机会啊，把那个诗篇的120到134的上行之诗啊，把它做一个学习啊。
If we study the psalm, the songs of ascents.
你会发觉说蛮有趣的，就是在这十五篇当中所讲的乃是一个人信仰生命的转变。
We can see it's very interesting that these 15 psalms, we can see the changing of someone's faith.
一开始刚刚认识神。
That from the beginning is someone who just knows or recognizes God.
对神的认识很简单，就是我有需要你帮助我。
And their understanding of God is also very simple. It's basically, they have a need.God, please help.
然后我有困难，你要帮我解决。
If I have a difficulty, God, please help me with the difficulty.
所以从恩典入门。
So this is how they enter in through grace.
但是接下来开始转变了。
But we see later on in the Psalms, there's change.
接下来讲到建立信仰的生活跟建立信仰的家庭。
And then it talks about how we establish a spiritual life, how we establish a spiritual family.
凡事倚靠神，有神做，凡事交托神，凡事倚靠神。
That in all things they should rely on God and should.Trust in God.
但是接下来又遇到困难了。
But then later on, they come across some more difficulties.
但是接下来这一段的困难，你没有看到神帮助哦。
But in these difficulties, they do not see God helping them.
但是在没有帮助当中，仍然抓住信仰。
But during these times when God does not help them, that's when they truly hold on to their faith.
因为信仰已经不再是建立在恩典好处之上了。
Because their faith is no longer established on the benefits that God has given them.
而是在信仰上扎根，认识道理啊。
But rather they have their faith has taken root that
到最后就走到神的面前。
That through this faith they can walk before God.
其实这一段来讲就是叫做就是讲到一个人信仰的成长。
And these psalms they talk about the growth of someone's faith.
从需要看到什么，需要得到什么，开始不断的改变。
That starting from what they need and what they have, and they change from there.
从得到神的恩典。进入到认识神的本身。
That's from receiving the grace of God to understanding who God is.
从认识神的本身到最后确定自己能够来到神的面前。
To understanding who God is to having the assurance that they are with God.
这就是十五个阶梯。
These are the 15 steps.
也是我们今天要追求往上攀爬 的过程啊。
And this is also the progression that we can also take.
但是记得它是前七阶，你还在外面哦。
But we have to remember that the first seven steps were still considered on the outside.
你到后面八阶才是进到神的院宇。
Only and then the last eight steps were only within the temple of the court.
告诉我们说内外有别啊，内外是有别的，有差别的。
This tells us that there's a difference from being on the outside and the inside.
我们千万不要只有停留在外面而已啊。
We should not stop while we're still on the outside.
觉得说第一阶我有信耶稣我就够了。
Meaning that we take the first step, we believe in Jesus, this is enough.
只有信耶稣到见到神的面，那个距离还非常遥远的。
Because from just believing in God and seeing God, this is actually still takes a lot of steps.
所以要从外面进到里面。
So we have to go from the outside all the way to the inside.
从里面走到圣殿前。
We have to go from the inside to right before the temple.
这个叫做信仰不断的成长。
And this is what it means to have a growth in faith.
第四个，我们再看回来以西结书啊。
And fourthly, let's turn back to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书。书的第四十一章。
Ezekiel chapter 41。
以西结书的四十一章。
Chapter 41。I'm sorry, verse 41。
Chapter 41。
四十一章。
四十一章。
Chapter 41。
累了哈。以西结书四十一章的第五节啊，第六节啊。
Chapter 41 verse 6。
第六节。
Verse 6。
这里讲说，旁屋有三层，层叠而上。每层排列三十间，旁屋的梁木搁在殿墙坎上，免得插入殿墙。第七节，这围殿的旁屋越高越宽，因旁屋围殿悬叠而上，所以越上越宽，从下一层到中一层到上一层啊。 在这里告诉我们说啊，圣殿旁边它是有房屋的。
And just tells us that next to the temple there are many rooms.
而这个房屋是倚靠在圣殿，是撑在圣殿上面。
And these chambers were built on the temple.
这个房屋是什么？
And what are these chambers for?
这个房屋就是我们今天每一个信徒啊。
And these chambers are actually represent us as believers.
就好像在以色列人在旷野当中。
Just like how the Israelites are in the wilderness.
当他们在旷野当中前进，他们的十二个支派都是环绕着，都是绕着这个会幕啊。
That in the wilderness, the 12 tribes of Israel are actually surrounding the tabernacle.
所以会幕前行，他们就前行；会幕停下来，他们就停下来。
When the tabernacle was moving, they moved. When the tabernacle stayed, they stayed.
以色列人生活在会幕的旁边。
And the Israelites are all living out around the tabernacle.
如同今天的你我，也是环绕着教会来生活的。
So you and I, we are also surrounding the temple.
所以谁是这个？所以这里的房屋就是你跟我信主追求主的人。
Or surrounding the church, so the who are these chambers is you and I.
但是这个房屋盖得非常非常的奇怪啊。
But these chambers also built very strangely.
这里讲说这个房屋是越高越宽。
I said that as they widen from story to story.
你看今天有人盖房子是这样子盖的吗？
Or does anyone build a house this way?
有人盖房子是底下比较窄，越上面越宽的吗？
Do houses usually start with something very small, and as we build each story, it gets wider and wider.
基本上我们看不到这样子的房子啊。
And usually we do not see this type of house.
因为普通正常的房子都是需要有足够的底下，需要有足够的根基。才不会倒塌。
Because most houses they need a very wide and stable foundation so that the house will not collapse.
但是这个房子却在圣殿旁边的房子却越往上盖，越盖越宽啊。
But here are these chambers as they go from story to story, it gets wider and wider.
在所罗门的圣殿也是这样子盖的。
And this is also the same with Solomon's temple.
在一层楼是五轴。
That in the first story is 5 cubits.
到第二层六轴。
But on the second story, it becomes 6 cubits.
到第三层七轴。
And on the third story, it's 7 cubits.
所罗门的圣殿也是这样子盖。
And this is the same way Solomon's temple was built.
在这里以西结书的意象当中，房子也是长这样。
And in the same way, this is how the temple in the book of Ezekiel is built.
所以代表说，在神的眼里，正常的房子就是要越往上就要越宽。
So in the eyes of God, for a house,It has to be wider the higher it gets.
为什么神盖房子这么的不同呢？
So why does God build a house so differently?
我们下一节再继续讲。
And we'll continue next session.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.